Welcome to your weekly US News Update. And this week we are live from Las Vegas and we have three stories that we want to share. The first one is information about remote ID. The second one is going to be the Mini 4 Pro. And then lastly, we have a person that decided to do something, well, not so great using their drones. Let's get to it. All right, the first big piece of news this week is from the trade show where we are at, which is Commercial UAV Expo in Vegas. And we got information from the FAA on the first day of the show saying that they would eventually delay remote ID compliance or remote ID enforcement. Now, we don't have all of the details at this moment. We are trying to figure out exactly, I think they are trying to figure out exactly what they are going to do. We are hopeful that, as we said in a previous video, compliance will be delayed until March of 2024. But at this stage, it might look like maybe a little bit less. So I'm not going to get my hopes up, but hopefully we get more information on that. And the next story this week is the Mini 4 Pro that just showed up in the FCC filing. That's always a good sign when we see those. We know that a release is going to be imminent. Now, DJI is here at the show. We haven't been able to get any information from them, whether or not this is a real piece of information or not. But when it shows up, usually it's a good sign. Not a whole lot of information online yet. Not a whole lot of leaks. Typically, when we see more leaks is when we know that we're getting closer to the actual release. So we'll keep you posted. It looks like maybe the O4 system would be on it, and then not sure about the sensor size at this stage. And the last bit of information this week, we're keeping it pretty short because we're on the show floor, but a guy in New Jersey decided that he was going to be using his drone to drop dye inside of swimming pool. It looks like green dye. This is the stuff that is being used in maritime rescues. And he decided that, well, maybe it would be fun to do this. Now, at first it was reported that he was maybe a pool cleaning guy and he was doing this to get more clients. When we did a little bit of research, we found that he's actually an HVAC contractor. So I'm not sure what was in it for him, if it was just malicious, somebody that pissed him off, or I'm not sure. But yeah, you know, that's the Don't Be That Guy segment of the week. And this is all we have for you this week. We'll come back to normal recording the following week. And thank you for watching. We'll see you next week.